I guess we got a major spike. What do you got, Jeff?
Well, it's that time of the night, I guess, in Michigan. We're doing it a couple hours early this year. There was just a few minutes ago, Dana Nessel was at 390,000 votes whenever this update happened.
Woo!
When the update was over, she had 752,000 votes. It was an update that added 360,000 votes all in one update, and she now holds a lead on Matt DiPerno. It's horrifying. Well, you can see it here. Okay, if you put it up on the screen, you can see how things are going. You can see that DiPerno was pulling away as time went on, and then this one update at 1:25 Eastern time. So that was 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago. And you know what? Why did they do it then? Because there's nobody out there. Fox doesn't report anything anyway, much less middle of the night updates, right?
Yeah, this smells like a Wayne County special here.
Unreal.
It does.
And as far as Mark Fincham goes, we're getting one report out of Arizona that's only an hour old, that the Secretary of State race, Adrian Fontes, takes early lead over Mark Fincham.
And that's true. We've found that. But again, this half the vote isn't in yet. So,
well, would you send that? And, I want to tell you, everybody, another shame if you're watching, because I know I'm about ready to call it a night here. And we're going to, because we got a big day tomorrow putting all the evidence out there. But I will say this. If you're out there and you're like this guy that just called me from the campaign and, didn't believe in machine and computer crimes, let's just keep spending money. Whoever spends the most money wins. Let's get more money. All the efforts that went into these campaigns, all the campaigning, all the hours and hours and hundreds and millions of hours. And then all the resources and money that goes in. Where I can take a computer and go, all down the drain. And all, if anybody's watching out there, maybe you should probably put your resources in to help save the country and investigate and go after lawsuits and stuff that we have to do to get rid of these machines to give back the country, to get back the country.
Well, to your point, Mike, I mean, when you look at all they did leading up to this election, I mean, knowing that, from the time Biden took over to today, be a 2 years, what'd they do? As you stated early on, they shut down the pipeline, the oil pipeline, day one. They start spending money like crazy. They continue to put in one policy after another, and everything they do, you're thinking, how do they expect to win any election? 2 years from now, a year from now, 6 months from now, because they weren't afraid. Why were they not afraid, Mike?
Because they don't care. They got a machine.
That's right.
A computer. And I'm telling you right now, all the bad media that's watching, here's a soundbite. You want to help save the country, stick money into the Lindale Legal Offense Fund. That's where you need to put your money. We've had millions of dollars put into this fight. Not into campaigns. I didn't stick any money into campaigns. Because why? I actually did. And here in Minnesota, I put in a pack all this money for Doug Wardlow for Attorney General, only to have that stolen in the primaries. You're just flushing. And this goes for either party, and for that matter. If you have selections, if you're down in Georgia where Brad Raffensperger was going to win, right? Brian Kemp, the whole gang down there. It goes the other way, too. How about the Democrat that got zero votes in her own precinct? If that wouldn't have been found out, Brandon, all her efforts, campaigning and everything, flushed down the drain.
Yep.
This is an agenda to steal our country forever, everybody. There is no tomorrow. I think we proved it now. There's no. This is it.